Insurance basics. Insurance can be complex. Proper expertise is needed to obtain the right amount and types of insurance, with the right clauses for property, cargo, assets, liabilities, personnel, and operations. The amount obtained needs to be measured against risk levels using tools such as expected monetary value to make sure that the cost of insurance premiums is neither too little nor too much. Too much means that you are spending more money on insurance than the risk-adjusted cost of the issue warrants. Of course, having too little insurance means that the organization may be accepting some risk inadvertently. Moreover, having insurance does not insulate the organization from many administrative costs, such as the cost of making freight claims and seeing them through to their conclusion. Getting payment is not guaranteed, and there can be lengthy delays where the organization has to bear this cost. Getting settlement can be especially difficult when working with international carriers or organizations. There are two major ways to insure against loss along with a hybrid of the methods. The main method of insurance is risk transfer or the transfer of risk to a third party, usually an insurance company. The other main method is called self-insurance, and this is a risk retention strategy that requires setting aside a large amount of money in a fund. It is sometimes used by very large importers who ship low-value goods and can absorb a certain amount of loss. A mixed approach does a bit of both, such as by setting high deductibles. International insurance is even more complex than its domestic counterpart, but logistics professionals are often responsible for obtaining it for cargo. Since cargo insurance is such a large part of logistics, this is addressed in more detail. An overview of other types of insurance follows the discussion of cargo insurance.